Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Yudalad. We are on the bottom of page 556. Siman Tov Yudalad is Shelo L'Arev El L'Daito, not to make an Erev Tchumen for someone unless it is with his Das. The Machaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Ma'arevin Eruvei Tchumen L'Odom El L'Daito, you cannot make an Erev Tchumen for another person unless it is with his knowledge, with his Das. The reason is Shema Ein Rotsa La'arev Ba'usa Ruach Sharatzazeh. Maybe you're making an Erev of him in the north, and he really wants to go towards the south. He doesn't want the direction that you are doing. Chutz mi bno ubito aktanim. The exception to this is his son or daughter who are ketanim, afilu einam smuchim al shulchano, even if they are not being supported by him, but their sons or daughters that are ketanim. Va'avdo v'shivchaso aknanim. Another exception is his evet knani, his shivcha knanis. Va'afilu michubo shalola ari v'lov. These people, even if they protest that they don't want you to make an Erev for them, va'afilu ervo heim Erev acher, and even if they make their own Erev somewhere else, Eino klum, it is nothing. They are locked into your Eruv. Aval b'no ubito agedolim. But a son and daughter who are agedolim, afilu smuchim al shulchano, even if you are supporting them, v'avdo v'shevchaso ha'ivriyim, and your Eved Ivri, and your Amo Ivriya, v'ishto, and one's wife, eino ma'arev aleim elamidaitam. All these people, you cannot make an Eruv for them without their das. V'in Eruv aleim, and if you made an Eruv for them without their das, Vishamu Vishasku, and they heard about it and they were silent. Vilomichu, and they did not protest. Yotzin Beiruvo, they can go out with your Erev, it does work. Aval Imichubo, but if they protest against it, O She'ervu Heim Erev Acher La'atzmam, or they made their own Erev by themselves, then Ein Eruvo Erev Lahem, then your Erev that you made for them is not a good Erev. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, we said again, you can't make an Erev Tchumen in a general case, unless it is Ladas, that person, because maybe he doesn't want the direction that you did it. Maybe he doesn't want to lose out the 2,000 amos he has going in the other direction. That's on the other side of his house. Like we explained earlier in Simen Tov Ches. So we said that you're not allowed to make an Erev for someone else without his permission, because maybe he doesn't want the direction in which you're making the Erev. Then we add a few exceptions. Exception number one was Bino Ubito Aktanim, your son or daughter Aktanim, the Mechaber threw in Afibu Einam Smuchim Al Shulchanu, even if you're not supporting them. Says the Mishabura Vatam, the reason is the Hakai Malan we hold, the Ein Ma'arvin El Dvar Mitzvah. You can't make an Erev unless it is for Dvar Mitzvah. The Al Kain, and therefore Ma'arev Tamir Aleim, you can always make an Erev for them. The Hainu Shemizake Lehemai De Acher Asa Erev, meaning your Mizake for them, part of the era through someone else, kedei lachanecha mitzvos. You want to be mechanecha mitzvos, and therefore, although they're ketanim, but they're under your jurisdiction, legabi chinuch, therefore you can make an era for them for the purposes of chinuch in going to do a mitzvah. The next exception we said was avdo v'shevchaso aknanim. The Mishabura says of katan gimel b'nei shiyotan kiyoto, because their hand is like your hand, and therefore you have a stronger control over them, and therefore you can make an error for them without informing them. Sivkotan Dalit is going on the other group, that you cannot make an error for them without their permission, and that is Bino Bito HaGedolim, Avdo V'Shivchaso HaEvriim, and Ishto, all of them, you cannot make an error for them unless it is Midaitam. And then the Mechaber said, if you did it, V'Shamu V'Shasku, they heard and they were silent, and they didn't protest, they can use your error. So says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalad Vishamu Vishasku, the reason why it's okay if they were silent when they heard about it is the Mistama Nisratza Ho'eved Vashivcha Liad Adonehim. Because Mistama, we can say that an Eved and a Shivcha want what their master is doing, V'chein HaBonim La'aviyim, and so too children for their father, V'ho'isha L'das Baila, and also Mistama, the wife, is masking to das of her husband. Va'afilu lo hodia min ha'erev ad she'techshah gam kei mahani. And even if they were not informed about the erev until Shabbos started, it's also going to work. After zman kenias erev hu ben hashmashos. Even though we know the zman of the kinyan of the erev is ben hashmashos, it's still going to work if they find out about it on Shabbos. Mishum de mistama omein ha'erev le'eskayim. Because mistama, this erev is going to be standing, it's going to be lasting. Kamosha kasad, like we said, that mistama, they're okay with it. Velo lehispatel, and it's not omein to hispatel, and therefore if they only found out about it on Shabbos, it's going to be okay. But sevkotan hey aval imichu, but if they protest, that would nullify the erev. Rotzalomer miyad sheshamu. It means they were meicha, they protested right when they heard about it. La'afuke, to exclude, sheshasku v'yachakach michu. A case where they were first silent, and then they protested later, then lo mahani mechas, and then the mecha doesn't help. D'tekev k'sheshasku havi k'hodosh, shemaskimim l'maisav v'niskayim ha'iruv. Because right away when they were silent, that's like shtika koda. It's like they admitted and they were okay with it. They were masking to what you did. And therefore the Erev stands. V'cholze dafka k'sheshamu mishachashecha v'shasku. This is all talking about that I'm hearing about it once Shabbos started and they were silent. Avalim shamu b'tzarayim. But if they heard about it Friday afternoon, v'shasku, and they were silent at first, umichu, and then they protested, kodem chashecha, all before Shabbos started, then it's Poshet Nizbatel Ha'iruv, that nullifies the Eruv. Kevan de Bizman Kineas Ha'iruv, the Ubein Ashmoshes Farhaisa Mecha. Because by the time the Ubein Ashmoshes came where the Kinyan happens, they already Mocha. So this that you were Shosek in the beginning and then making a Mecha, the Mecha doesn't help. That's only if it all happened after Shabbos. So then once you're silent, you're done. But if it was before Shabbos that you were first silent and then you made a macha, so that macha is perfectly fine because l'maisa, you made a macha before the time of the kinyan, which is during Ben HaShmashos. Sivkotan vav, o she'irvu, or they made their own eruv, va'afilu in eruvan hayal basar eruvo, even if they themselves made an eruv after you made the eruv for them, it still nullifies your eruv. The kevan she'ervu, because since they made an eruv, ein lecha mecha gedolah mizol. There's no greater protest than that. V'holchin la'osa ruach she'ervu hema. They can go in the direction in which they made their own eruv. Continues the mechaber in sevbeis katan dein shei shanam upachos. A katan that is 6 years old or less, yotzei be'eruv imo. He goes out with the eruv of his mother. Ve'ein sarach lahaniach olav mizon shtei seudos la'atzmo. And you do not need to make a separate eruv of two seudos worth for him. So though we saw earlier that bono v'bito aktanim or agdolim, they do need an eruv, but when it comes to 6 years old or lower, then they go out automatically with the eruv of their mother. They do not have any food that is necessary for they themselves. Says the Mishabura of Katan Zayin, then Shei Shanim, we said if he's 6 years old or less, Avalim Nichnas Besoch Sheva, but once he entered into his seventh year, Afilu Yom Echad, even only one day, Tzarech La'ariv Allah Bifne Atzmo, that's when he already requires his own Eruv. Ve'eno Yotze Lo Be'eruv Imo Lo Be'eruv Ovid, he cannot go out based on his mother's Eruv or his father's Eruv. V'hine ha-Shulchan Aruch sasam b'zeh ka-poskim da'ad ben shisha v'shisha b'chlal yotzei b'eruv imo. Clearly the mechaber is being so same over here, like the poskim that hold until 6 years, including the sixth year, a katan goes out with the eruv of his mother, de'ein chiluk im oviv b'ir olo, without any kind of chiluk of where the father is. Amnam, however, Be'al Yerabah mitzadeid kedas kama poskim. Be'al Yerabah leans towards the opinion of various poskim. De'im oviv ba'ir, that if the father's in the city, it changes the din. Then afilu ben arba shanim, then even if the child is 4 years old, o ben chameish shanim, or he's 5 years old, be'eno charev kokach, if he's not so sharp, so he's a little older. In those cases, once the child is 4 or 5 years old, and the father's in town, eino yotzei be'eruv imo, he would not go out with the eruv of the mother. Mishum da'oz eino nimshal kokach achar imo. Because in that case, when the father's around, he's not drawn so much after his mother. El im kein haya zikui b'shvilo, unless there was a zikui through someone else on behalf of these katanim, so then it would work, but they would require their own eruv if the father is in town and they are 4 or 5 years old. So that is the shita of the other poskim. Unlike the Mechaber. The Mechaber is so same, like the other poskim that say, no matter what, up until 6, including 6, he's automatically nichlal on the mother, he doesn't need his own Eruv. These other poskim say, no, if the father's in town, it's different. Although if the father's not in town, they agree to 6, but if the father's in town, then already at 4 or 5, they would need their own Eruv, their mezakeh, through someone else. Sivkotan Ches, again the Mechaber said, a katan that was 6 years old or less, because up until that age, a child is drawn and wrapped around his mother. He's like one guf with his mother. And even though we only make an eruv tchumen for a dvar mitzvah purposes, the katan lav bar mitzvahu, and the katan is not shat mitzvos, mikomakom still, kevin de lo efshar lo below imo, yotze imo. since a katan of this age is not possible to be handling things without his mother, he's able to go out with his mother, even though there's no mitzvah of chinuch on this child. If the mother did not make the Erev, but rather the father made the Erev, the katan does not go out with the Erev of the father. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Yud Aleph, he writes, Achenim ein lo ima. But if he does not have a mother, Evshur diyotze be'eruvo shel aviv, then it could be the katan will go out with the Erev of the father, and he ends off with Sarachin. But that's what the Mishabura is saying, that in lo Erev ima, if the mother did not make an Erev, rather the father, he cannot go out with the Erev of the father. Again, that's the case where there is a mother. And the Mishabura ends off and he says, Venerally it appears to me, Da'afim zika olav aviv gamkin lo mahani. Even if the father is mezaka for this small katan through someone else, it's not going to help. Da'ad osa ha'ez tzavsa de'imo nichalei. Because until this age, the friendship, the connection to the mother is good for the child. V'hi ha'lo lo erva l'sham, and she, the mother, did not make an erva to there, and therefore, it does not matter what the father does, even if he's mezaka through someone else, that erev is not going to work. That's the age where a child still needs his mother. That concludes Simen Tov Yud Aleph, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next year we will begin Simen Tov Tes Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.